let's get to Trent Buston. Of course, the news of the morning, well, much of it, but firstly come up with Tavago being officially scratched. And Trent joins us. Obviously, disappointing this morning, Trent, but if it's going to happen, it's better to happen this time of the campaign than on the eve of a Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, certainly not ideal, Bruce, but like you say, better off at the start than later on. And he probably still could have run the horse, but he was just playing around late afternoon in his box and grabbed hold of the side of the box and pulled back and ripped one of his teeth out. He was just sulking a bit this morning when we came in, and it was obviously giving him a bit of pain and hadn't eaten much of his night feed. So probably a normal race and a normal horse, you'd take the punt and race him, but probably more to lose than to gain by running the horse.
Okay, how hard is it for a horse to pull its tooth out mucking around like that?
Oh, they seem to find plenty of ways to hurt themselves, and it's not a, like I say, it's not a major thing. He bit of pain relief today, and he'll be fine, and we'll probably even trial him up on Monday or the following Monday and still carry on for that the 1600 metre race first up with two trials under his belt instead of the one. Like I say, it's a Group 1 race and it's the start of a big campaign, so we're just dead on the side of caution.
Okay, so it's no big impact on the long-term goal, is it?
No, certainly not, but in saying that, you know, it's never good. It was the plan to run him in this race today, and we wanted a race and get a line on him, so... It's not ideal, but he's not a big gross horse, and you know, he doesn't take a lot of racing, as we've learnt in a short career. So first up over a mile won't run him, won't hurt the horse, and get another trial under his belt, and he'll be fit enough.
So he'll be running the Maccabi Diva at Flemington in a fortnight.
Yes, he will. He'll hold a nom for the mile at Moonee Valley on Friday night. But as long as he trials up all right on Monday, he'll probably go the fortnight.
Okay. Well, he's in good nick. Basically, just that he's got a. How do you redo a tooth there with a horse? What's the situation there? If you get him back, I mean, you can't put plates in there, can you? Sorry.
The dentist charge enough for a human tooth, so you'd hate to think how much it took to charge to put a filling or something in the horse. No, look out.
Yeah, I've seen a horse with false teeth before. That'll be something, wouldn't it? Like just, well, he's got to eat. Maybe he's got a sore tooth. You can't eat, you know. Maybe you should try that. You know, if you want to lose a bit of weight, just pull a tooth out.
I didn't realise I had any to lose, but there you go.
Is he back on his feed yet?
Look, he's like I say, he was sulking in the corner this morning, but he had a bit of a pain relief, and he was showing a bit more interest. And look, in the next 48 hours, he'll be fine. If it had happened on Thursday night or Wednesday night, you know, he'd be running, and he probably, like I say, still could have run. But you want everything to be spot on and big campaign ahead. So, yeah.
When do you get to have a runner then?
Sorry.
When's your next runner then?
We've got a couple of runners at Cranbourne tomorrow. We've got a couple of horses. One's a Savabelle horse called Savvy Bandit. It's first up over a mile. He's a staying horse. Probably, while he'll run well tomorrow, he's probably going to need 2,000 metres to win a race. And another horse, a maidener called Old Farm Road. It's had a couple of placings at its last starts in New Zealand, and he should be very, very hard to beat. Okay, first up over here.
Horse by the way you are, Old Farm Road. Look forward to seeing him. Good on you, Trent. Disappointing news that you can't run today, but in the big scheme of things, it's not the end of the spring by any means.
Exactly. Cheers, Bruce. Thanks, mate.
Trent Buston with the news on Tavago and why he's not running today.